Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio. This is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, Mr. Crispy. What's going on in Florida this morning?
Yo, 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 what it be, Brilliant Ideas, man? Oh, yeah.
Jeez. You've been eating your Cocoa Puffs again?
No, I just decided to eat my coffee instead, yes.
Well,
don't wait for
noticed
it to brew, just a spoonful of beans and chew on them.
Well, you noticed this morning I remembered to cue up the mics. Last night in our show, I had a whole intro that forgot to hit the button that says go live. So I did it this morning. I think we're live on the air. If you can hear me and I can hear you, I guess everything's working just fine.
It should. It sounds good. Sounds crystal clear. That's right.
For you people that are out there listening, if you missed our show last night, you missed a good one, even though we have biased opinion about that. We had a great show last night. We had a country music singer that was true country, Mr. Darren Sharp. And it was a great show, and anybody who missed it, I'm going to give you a little taste of some of Darren's music this morning, a little clip, and make sure if you like country music, go back and listen to our show last night, because I think you will be pleasantly surprised. This guy he should be heading up big venues and playing at the big concert halls, and he's big time. So here's a little song that we played last night, a little clip from Darren Sharp. Check it out.
I won't have to relearn how to two-step or make myself some rough and rowdy friends. Start wearing fading Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Well, already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in. While you're searching through the rack for a John Deere hat, mine'll fill my head where it's always been. I'll be singing along in a honky tonk with the cold one in my hand.
And there you go. That was Darren Sharp last night. One heck of a talent. What do you think, Crispy?
Oh, man, that guy's going to go places. If he doesn't go places, then the music industry is completely blind. That guy brings, like, what country music needs back is the old school and not none of the poppy stuff, the pop country, in my opinion.
Exactly. And if you guys tune in with us on Friday night, we're kind of like American Idol without Simon and all the crazy stuff. we bring in new talent.
or the Friday night shows like Abbott and Costello just gone wrong.
And speaking of gone wrong, what I found out last night is when we drink too much, I have a hard time pushing the buttons and staying focused on the show. We do have a new sponsor that I mentioned last night, and everybody will
That's
be hearing
right.
more. We'll be hearing more about them in the coming weeks. Our new sponsor is High Roller Spirits and their sweet potato vodka. And that is going to be our, which is appropriate for us. I think having a vodka company as our sponsor probably just, I mean, that's like peas and carrots.
It is. It is. They also have an awesome website, so you should check it out as well and read up on the history and the general info on them. And it sounds like this guy's got an awesome, awesome product.
Yep, he's got a lot of new things coming out. And for those listening, it's highrollerspirits.com. Check it out. We'll be talking more about them in the coming weeks. But today we must move on to what we're supposed to be having this show about. And I guess, Crispy, do you like breakfast?
Oh, I love breakfast. You know, eggs and bacon and maybe biscuits or biscuits and gravy or barbecued ribs and gravy and biscuits. You know.
Well, barbecue ribs. We've got the breakfast queen on our show today, and she's
awesome.
She's coming to us. Yep, coming to us all the way from Chicago. And if I'm pressing the buttons the right way this morning, we should have the breakfast queen herself, Ina Pinkney. Are you with us this morning?
I am so with you this morning. Can you hear me now?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. This is really exciting for me. I'm watching a little snow flurry here, and I'm talking to the bad boys. My life is good.
Awesome.
It doesn't get any better than that. Watching it snow and listening to the bad boys. Now, I tell you what a morning that could be.
I'm telling you. I posted on Facebook yesterday. I said, boy, I don't know if I can keep up with the bad boys, but maybe they can't keep up with me.
There you go. Well,
you know, well, I may be old, but I ain't dead.
Well, you know, you've got an advantage over us because we were up late last night playing on the radio, so we didn't get much sleep, and I think you went to bed early, so we'll try to keep up with you this morning.
That's a good thing. You know, those of us who make breakfast, we really go to bed early so we can be up here, you know, flapping those eggs in the morning, and it's really wonderful when I open the door at 7 in the morning and people are waiting to come on in. As you well know, feeding people is an honor, and it's a privilege, and so we try to do it the best we can each day, and it's a blessing.
Well, tell us a little about you've got a restaurant there in the trendy part of Chicago. I guess that's called the West Loop Market area, and it's called Ina's Restaurant. Tell us a little bit about the restaurant.
Yeah, it turned trendy a couple of years ago. It's still the market. So if you come down at 4 in the morning, all the carcasses are flying down the street and there's chicken processing plants and all the produce is here. And, you know, you stand still and you do a little 360 and you see all this food being, you know, manufactured and processed and delivered. And then you look up and there are the high-rises from the downtown. So we're just west of the downtown, and it's a very exciting part of town these days. When I moved here, you sort of had to walk over the drunks on Madison Street and do a little roundabout on the hookers on Lake Street. But now it's really, really something, because in 1996 in this area there was the United Center is here and there was a Democratic convention. So Maya Daley gave out a lot of money for facade funds and people fixed up the front of their buildings. So this is a fabulous part of town. And my restaurant is this beautiful place that sits right in the middle of Randolph Street. And we have been doing a fine dining breakfast now for 21 years. So we've cracked a few eggs in this town.
Well, then I understand why you've got the title of breakfast queen. I guess you've been slapping around bacon and eggs for quite a long time.
And lucky me, I get to feed the chefs. You know, most of them just don't do breakfast, and they're hungry, and they come to me in the morning and get ready for a big day and a big night. And so I'm very, very blessed that the chefs trust me and respect what I do. And we've always been a fine dining breakfast. I have always believed that just because it's breakfast doesn't mean that you can't have really fine service and quiet surroundings and a coffee pot on the table so you don't have to ruin it when someone's coming by with a pot just as you've made it the way you like it. And the butter is always soft so it can spread on the bread, fresh baked bread every day. So we're just a step above, but that doesn't mean that we don't do things like barbecued smoked brisket hash.
All right.
Oh.
There you go. Hey, Crispy, there you go.
There you go, Crispy. We were talking about that. I know. Oh, 14 hours in the smoker, and then I make it into hash for breakfast with pasteurized poached eggs.
I'm leaving for Chicago right now. I'll be there.
I'll be ready. You know, there was a very interesting TV show about us a couple of years ago on CNN. It was a one-hour special. And I got a phone call as soon as it aired, and a man said, where are you located? I said, well, I gave him the address, and he said, what exit is that, you know, off the highway? And I said, well, there is a Randolph Street exit. I said, where are you coming from? And he said, Atlanta. And I said, what? He said, I'm getting in my car, and I'm driving all night, and I'm going to be there when you open. And he was.
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Damn, I'm good.
I'm sitting here looking at my Birrios, and you're talking about all this good food. I think I might just catch a flight and fly to Chicago myself. It does sound good.
I would feed you well. I promise I would feed you well. You can see some of our stuff, you know, on the Facebook and on our website, breakfastqueen.com, and I give out a lot of my recipes there as well. There's only two things I don't share, and that's blame and dessert.
Yes.
It took me a while to get that right.
You know, we're a little slow this morning, but you mentioned too a minute ago that you were on a CNN show, and I was looking here at your bio that the show was called The Turnaround. What was that all about?
It was quite wonderful. It was a show with 13 episodes, and in 12 of the episodes, people wrote in and asked if someone would come in, a mentor in a field, and turn them around, you know, financially and in every way, marketing-wise. And I didn't know anything about the show, and we got a call from them saying, would you be interested in being on the show, because we want only one restaurant to be on the show. On the 13 episodes. And unbeknownst to me, they had asked Rich Melman from the Let Us Entertain You group if he would be the mentor, the surprise mentor. And he said, yes, but I get to choose the restaurant. And he chose us, and we didn't know anything about it. So we got a call that, yes, you've been chosen to be on the show and be ready, and a crew will be there at 5 o'clock in the morning on this particular day, and we're going to wire your place up. And all of a sudden, the mentor, the surprise, walked in, and it was Rich Melman. And he brought in a team of 8 people, including, you know, executive chef and CFO and project manager and marketing and advertising. And they really just helped us. They helped us tighten up our operation so we could become a little more profitable. Because, you know, there's not a lot of margins in this food anymore.
Right, right. That's the truth. I've been in the food business now for 30-plus years, and it's tough out there with the cost of corn and the cost of fuel and all that right now. It's tough in the business, and it's all the protein restaurants.
Yeah, and the commodity proteins, all the meats, you know. And, I mean, we pay double for our eggs because they're pasteurized, and they're 100% safe. You can eat them raw, because I was not about to have a problem with eggs that I saw coming down the pike. And sure enough, last year, what did they recall? A half a billion eggs for salmonella, but mine are 100% safe. So we pay more because we want everybody here to be safe.
Well, what's a typical day at your restaurant? Like, how many people do you serve and have in the restaurant every day?
Well, today's Saturday, and we open at 8 on the weekends, and we're open till 3, and we'll serve breakfast all day, and we'll add some lunch service to it at 11 today. And on a typical Saturday, I will serve 300 to 325 people in 7 hours, and tomorrow on Sunday, I will do over 400 covers in 6 hours.
Wow.
She's
slightly busy, Christy.
I hear that. That's awesome, though.
We're a well-oiled machine, you know, and if a server doesn't make a mistake putting an order into the computer, the kitchen never makes a mistake. Those men are my heart in there. I know how hard they work. I used to work the line, but thank God I'm too old to do that now. But it's really an extraordinary place. I'll give you an example of how we are. We had a guy trying out for prep, you know, and for those of you listening, it's just cutting and peeling and getting everything ready for the cooks to do. And we tried him out, and at the end of the day, I sat with my 2 lead cooks, and I said, well, tell me, how are his knife skills? And they said, oh, very good. I said, does he work clean? Does he keep cleaning up as he's working? Oh, yeah, he does that too. I said, well, should we give him a chance? And they said, no. And they looked at each other, and I said, well, tell me why. And one of them said, because he says bad words in the kitchen, and we know you believe bad words go right in the food.
Sweet, huh? Crispy, don't say any bad words to Ina.
Crispy, you can't work in my kitchen unless you clean it up.
Right. Yes. I actually did prep, and yeah, that was fun. I almost chopped my thumbs off and fingers and other things.
Oh, I see my workers' comp going sky high now.
Now, Ina, tell us about. I was looking here. Did you actually used to work for Quaker Oats, and you were a spokesperson for Quaker Oats?
No, they found me and they put me in one of their commercials because we're known for how good our oatmeal is here, and so they wanted me to try out their gourmet line of oatmeal at that time, and I did. And they asked me to be in their national commercial. So, you know, there I was in your bedroom without you even knowing.
Oh my. Like a ninja, an oatmeal
like
ninja.
Like a ninja oatmeal girl,
yeah. Yeah, actually, you know what? You know what? Crispy's had dates like that where she was in the bedroom, he didn't even know it.
That's right.
Now that's good.
Yes, it was awesome. I'm like, oh, look, $5. Great. Awesome.
Leave it on the dresser, honey.
Yeah.
Now, I also know that recently, Ina, you were involved in the New York City Board of Health and working on the trans fat ban and had a big play in making that that city ban on trans fat.
Yeah, we did, and did it here in Chicago as well. I mean, it's really important that we take the responsibility to feed people things that will not hurt them. You know,
right.
I mean, we're all regulated by the health department and the buildings department to make sure that I have a safe and healthy environment in which you can come. And my goal, of course, is to make the food as good and as clean and as healthy as the environment that you're in. So if I go to the trouble of making you nourishing food, it better be in a nurturing environment. And
right.
So in our restaurants, we have never allowed smoking, and that goes back to 1991. And we don't have any music playing either for breakfast, because breakfast is a very special time. We have a lot of people who come in by themselves. They want to read the paper, read a book. They really want to sit and be peaceful before they begin their day. We have a lot of politicians in the morning. We have a lot of judges coming in. This is a very big place for business meetings in the morning. Because we have totally free parking, which nobody does in Chicago, and then we have this very quiet, peaceful environment. And so eating healthy food is very much a part of that. But I'm not a health food restaurant. You know, I just take care of the ingredients that I bring to the table.
Well, I've always said breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and my grandfather, he lived to be a ripe old age, and people I know, and he always ate eggs, bacon, sausage, the whole works. So I think some of the hype about some of those things is not like they say. It has a lot to do with your genes and your heredity. But he would eat that stuff every day, and he lived to be healthy. Well, I think it was like almost 92 years old, so.
Well, you know, that people don't understand that your body makes cholesterol. Even if you're not eating a high cholesterol diet, if your body is one of those that produces it, then you're going to have a higher cholesterol, and what you eat doesn't always have anything to do with that. So doctors have said now, and nutritionists, that you can eat up to 8 eggs a week, and there is really no problem with that. And it just depends on your moderation and the kind of lifestyle you're living in terms of being peaceful and being connected to your world.
Well, what exciting things do you have in store for the coming years there at Ina? Any big projects you're working on? Anything new, any restaurants or anything?
Well, we have lots of things going on in Chicago, and while I have a lot of respect for new and innovative, I really stay with traditional and consistent. And so we're going to keep doing what we do. We are very big on fried chicken and waffles for breakfast. Best fried chicken ever, ever, ever. I use a special omega-9 oil, and I use an organic chicken. So if you want to think about health food, my fried chicken is like health food. So we do really good things. We're going to be opening up a sidewalk cafe pretty soon so we can sit and look at the downtown right from here as the sun goes down, which is beautiful. So we're just going to keep doing what we do because that's what we're so good at. You know, I never wanted to have a second location. I never wanted to expand. I don't always think that's the best way to go. I want it to be clear that when you walk in the door and you see me here, you just know the experience is going to be peak.
Well, you're like me. People ask me every year, what's my New Year's resolution? And I say, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, just do it better.
That's exactly right.
That's
you
exactly
and I have the
right.
same philosophy, same philosophy. Only you might have a tattoo and I don't yet.
Well, We won't go there.
I'm the one that's full of tattoos.
I saw that. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So, Ina, we know that your restaurant is big time, and looking at your bio, we could talk all day about all the things you've done. But when you're on our show, we always like to ask the guests to tell us something that maybe a lot of people don't know about you, and like a special talent you may have, do you sing, play a musical instrument? Is there anything exciting that maybe a lot of people don't know about you?
Guilty pleasure?
Well, I'm addicted to ice cream. I'm happy to tell you that. I had.
Right.
Here's what most people don't know about me. I had 21 jobs in my life, and I was fired from 19 of them.
Wow.
Until I found out I was an entrepreneur, and then everything made sense. So
exactly.
I have this checkered history. I didn't bake my first cake till I was 37 years old, and then I had a bakery for 11 years, and then I opened up my first restaurant. So I come to this with a lot of business background a long time ago, but, boy, this is where my heart is. Let me think. What else you don't know about me? I skydive.
Skydive?
I jump out of perfectly good planes.
Now, how long you been skydiving?
A couple of years. I'm not allowed to do it right now because I carry so much life insurance. And by the way, I'm worth a whole lot more dead than alive, which is not a good thing. So as soon as I finish and retire, I'll go back to skydiving. But it's a sport that I love.
Wow. Now, do you do tandem jumps, or are you actually do it yourself by yourself?
I was working toward my solos, you know, but that's when the insurance kicked in and they said I couldn't do it anymore till this is all over, whenever that is.
Somehow I think you might be doing this for still quite a long time, the way it sounds.
Well, luckily I have a wonderful staff, and I'm able to organize my life in a way that supports this. I'm a polio survivor, so I'm not walking real well these days.
Oh, wow.
So the kids really do take very good care of this old lady.
Well, we do appreciate you taking a few minutes of your busy day to come visit with us and talk about your background, your restaurant, and anyone who's been listening, make sure you check out Ina's website, and it's a really easy one to remember. It's www.breakfastqueen.com,
mm-hmm.
And if you're in the Chicago area, guess where you need to go to eat breakfast or lunch?
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell them, Ina? Where do they need to go, Ina?
They go to 1235 West Randolph Street, right past Oprah's studio, just past Oprah's studio by a couple of blocks, and in the fabulous West Loop in Chicago. Free parking.
Well, we do. Free parking. There you go. Free parking. Plus, you get to hobnob with all the politicians, it sounds like, in the morning, and all the big shots.
Well,
so.
More important, you get greeted by me at the front door.
There you go.
Now, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Well, please come my way. Let me have the opportunity to feed you. And I just love doing this morning. This was so much fun for me.
Well, thank you very much. We really do appreciate having you on. And we'll definitely, when we head to Chicago, you'll be seeing the Bad Boys come knocking on your door.
Chicago, beware.
Can't scare me.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
And there you go. That's Ina and her restaurant there in Chicago. Make sure you check it out. Also go to her website. There's a link on our radio page here that you just click on, and you can find out more about Ina's restaurant. And very interesting lady. I mean, I was reading her bio, and it's just like we could talk all day. I mean, I feel, when I read her bio, I feel like, boy, what a slug I've been my whole life.
Yeah, I know, right? And then that's me behind you going, wow, I'm a sluggy slug. Got to kick it in high gear, Crispy.
Amazing.
Come on, let's go.
Well, we appreciate her coming on, and we have got our next guest coming on here shortly. It's a young lady out of Northern California who is a singer, I guess you call her acoustic folk pop singer. Her name is Sandra Swanfeld, and we're going to take a break. And when we do, we're going to come back here and talk to Sandra. I'm going to play one of her songs. Sandra's song is called Impasse. Everybody stick around. We'll be back here in about 3.5 minutes, and we'll be talking to the singer from Northern California, Sandra Swanfeld. Swanfelt and her song Impasse. And good morning, Sandra. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. How are you doing? Beautiful music. I love that acoustic sound. And thank you for coming on our show this morning. And you're up there in where? Northern California somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm in Sacramento.
Sacramento, the capital. So how is everything in Sacramento in the music world?
It's good. It's, I've been living in Sacramento now for about a year, coming up on a year. So, it's really fun. I like downtown.
Well, so how long you been in the, been singing? Are you been singing since you were like right out of the womb or you, did you pick
yeah.
it up later?
pretty much. If you ask my mom, she would probably tell you I was singing into my hairbrush behind my bedroom door. But, yeah, I did, I sang in church growing up, and sang in the church band, and I did, choir and, Meister singers in high school. And so, yeah, I've been singing all throughout my teens. My mom put me in singing lessons when I was about 13, 14, and I've just been singing ever since.
Now, professionally, right now, are you playing, like, local venues and, like, coffee
yeah.
shops, bars, that kind of
yeah.
place?
Yeah, I mean, I started out doing coffee shops in downtown Sacramento, and I still do coffee shops here and there, but not as often as I used to. because unfortunately they don't pay very well. So I've kind of moved on to the bars and the lounges, and I actually have a show coming up with my band here in downtown at the Crocker Art Museum that I'm really excited about. That's on March 8th.
Well, it's coming up soon. And what is that? Is that a concert of different groups or just yourself?
Well, it's called Art Mix, and they do a different art mix every Thursday at the Crocker Art Museum, and they have a different art theme. And this one in particular is called Art Mix: Women in the Arts.
Okay.
And it's focusing around a feminist by the name of Judy Chicago, who I'm actually not very familiar with, but I guess she has. They're screening a documentary of her at the show, and I guess she's in Sacramento. She's not going to be at this particular event, but she's in the area.
Okay.
And I guess she paints vaginas, and she's going to have her exhibit there at the museum. No joke.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and
Did you notice he woke Crispy up when you said that?
Thanks for pointing that out, Dawson.
So, I mean, yeah, it should be an interesting show. I'm excited to play at the museum. I get to play in this big kind of fancy room with these high ceilings, and I was just kind of in the right place at the right time to hook the show. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
Great, great. And by the way, too, those people are listening, if people want to check you out as far as your concert dates or get CDs and more about your music, do they go to your MySpace page, or is there somewhere else they can locate information about you?
The best place is either my Twitter or my Facebook. And
okay.
That's really that. I mean, everything's posted there, and all my events are posted.
So you got the
and
big
my
event
Twitter,
coming up. Oh, you got
what's
a Twitter
that?
Account, too? You said, what is your Twitter account?
My Twitter, I'm actually there right now, is just Sandra Dolores.
Okay.
And just one continuous word, Sandra Dolores.
Now, and so if people want to contact you and buy your music and things, they can go to your Twitter or your Facebook account.
Yeah, and I'm on iTunes, so you can buy through iTunes. Of course, if you're local and you come to the show, you can buy a CD that way, and that's always better for me because I get more money. but you can go through iTunes too. You can go the digital way as well.
In other words, Crispy, bypass all the middleman and buy it straight from me.
Yes.
Correct. You're correct.
Now, do you write your own music, Sandra?
I do.
And that song we just heard, Impasse, which I like a lot, by the way. Did you actually write that?
Yeah, I wrote that in the summer of '09. Yeah.
Okay. And who has never been in an impasse? And it's like either one way or the other. That's a great song. And I have to ask you, the song I'm gonna play next is called Late Night Guest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first heard it, I was trying to figure out the song. And my first thought was she talking about bed bugs?
Was she talking about what?
Bed bugs.
Wait, one more time.
Bed bugs, late night guests.
Oh, bed bugs. Well, you know what? It is in the eye of the listener. It's in the ear of the listeners. Whatever you, however you relate to it. I mean, maybe you have bed bugs. I don't know.
Well, I've been to some shady places where I have seen some, but yeah, when people listen to the song, I don't want to warp their mental image of the song, but I had to ask if that's what it was about.
Well, definitely not, but I I don't know.
for those listening, you'll see when you hear the song, but What other
right.
big plans you have? Do you have big plans coming up for the next couple, for 2012? You got any other things other than March 8th? Do you have other concerts and things planned?
Well, nothing's booked definite right now besides my residencies here in town that I play regularly. I'd like to record another CD, do an acoustic CD, more like the first one that I did a few years back. And get down some old songs and some new songs that are only being played at the live shows, and I don't have a way to, give those songs to people. So I've been wanting to do that, but mostly just play shows. This is the first time that I've been working just as a musician. I left my day job last year in August, and I'm just trying to work as much as I can.
So you truly are a starving artist now. You need to get out there and make money singing, huh?
Definitely, definitely.
Well,
I don't know about starving, but sure. I'll go with it.
You'll go with it. Well, we do appreciate you coming in on our show, and I'll ask you the same question I ask everybody else. We all know you're a singer. Do you have any other talents or things that you like to do on your spare time? Since this is a cooking show, do you do any cooking or anything like that or anything special?
I do love to cook. I also love to eat. I am a professional eater. And besides that, no. I love the arts all around. I'm not much of a craft person, but I love to write, whether it's songs or poetry, and I love to go to shows here in downtown and drink wine and eat food, and yeah, I cook occasionally here and there when I just don't want to leave my apartment. Sure.
Well, I don't know if you've heard the slogan for our show that if you can boil a hot dog, you're a foodie and you can be on our show. So. If you boil a hot dog or toast bread, then you fit right into our show.
Yeah, well, I'm there then. I'm a fan.
Well, we appreciate you coming by, and all those people who are listening, check out Sandra and her music. Go to her Facebook page or go to her Twitter page. And I actually, on the website, I had an address for your MySpace page too, but it's Sandra Dolores, and you can find her on Facebook and on Twitter. And we do appreciate you coming on. And as we say goodbye to you, I'm going to play your song, The Late Night Guest. And you're welcome to come back when you cut some more songs and new stuff. Come back and see us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, thank you, and take care.
All right. You too.
And that was Sandra Swanfelt, and you can check out all of her music. And I'm going to play her song. And not to warp the listeners, because I have a warped mind, so I apologize. But this is her song, "Late Night Guest." It's not about bed bugs, by the way. But this is her song, "Late Night Guest," and we'll be back in about 4 minutes after the song. And upcoming, we have Chef Dallas Holt, and we're going to be talking about your favorite subject, crispy bacon.
That's right, bacon. Because I comb my goatee with greasy bacon. Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah. So here we're going to go to another break. We'll be playing Sandra's song, and you guys hang tight. We'll be back with Chef Holt. you go. That's Sandra Swanfelt, her song, Late Night Guest, and I can already see I've got an apology letter that I'm going to have to write.
Oh, maybe. Get the lawyers.
Oh, well, you know, my interpretation of music is not always the best. But anyway, that was Sandra, and check her out on her website. And now, Crispy.
Yum, yum.
We got the Bacon Man coming on. And for those that may be on Facebook with us and may be friends of this guy, we're going to be talking about one important thing today, and that's bacon. And Chef Dallas, are you on the phone here with us?
I certainly am, guys. How are you doing?
All right. Good morning to
good.
You. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the Crazy Bad Boy Show. And we appreciate you coming on. And we got to talk about bacon. And anybody who knows Chef Colt, he's put together a book, and it's got a great title, by the way. Never Cook Bacon Naked. And tell us a little bit about Chef Dallas and how you got involved in writing your book and came up with that name.
Well, you know, we have this goofy little Basque restaurant on the Central Coast of California, about, oh gosh, we're 7 minutes north of Paso Robles, a little sleepy town called San Miguel. And we have a Basque restaurant. So you just come in, you sit down, and I feed you. We never have a menu. It's always chef's choice. And, oh gosh, probably about 8 years ago, someone wrote in my bathroom, and then it kind of took over, and everyone's writing in the bathroom. And someone wrote, never fry bacon naked. And I looked at that, and I thought, God, that'd be a great cookbook name. So I kind of researched it a bit and found out that it was an old Mark Twain saying. I didn't want to plagiarize Mr. Clements, so I decided that I'd kind of change it a bit, and that's how we got the name.
And then the book itself is actually a cookbook of some of your recipes. As a matter of fact, before I forget, anybody who's interested in checking out the book, it's real easy to find. It's www.nevercookbaconnaked.com, and you can actually see the link on our show page here. But tell us a little bit about what's in the book and kind of, you know, what some of your recipes and how that all came about.
Well, what we did is people were asking for our recipes, gosh, over the last 12 or 13 years. So we decided we'd do it. And we put kind of the 100 best recipes in there. So I've got things like our very simple dish called Basque potatoes. Actually, the New York Times wanted my recipe for it, and I wouldn't give it to them. But it's in our famous best-selling cookbook, Never Cook Bacon Naked.
Now, these are all recipes of different things that you've been serving at the restaurant there in San Miguel?
Exactly. You got it, guys.
As a matter of fact, I'm familiar with that area. You're familiar with Cambria, which
yeah.
is not too far away. I actually lived there for about, almost 2 years, but they ran me out of town because I got involved in politics and ran my mouth too much. So they told me to get out of town, and I ended up in San Diego. But, yes, beautiful area there on the Central Coast. And how long you actually had the restaurant there?
Oh, about, oh, gosh, 14 years now.
Wow. And business good, or how is the business with the economy and everything? Is everything going pretty well out there?
Yeah, you know, things have gone great. The goofy little cookbook has gone crazy. We printed 4,000 last month, so.
Wow. Good
yeah,
for you.
It's been going nuts.
So since we wanted to talk a little bit about breakfast and try to keep this a breakfast theme for the show today, and bacon is a big-time breakfast food, give us some ideas of some unique things people – I'm going to put you on the spot here, by the way, so
sure.
get your chef hat on. But give us
I'm ready.
Some unique well, ideas
should,
of what people can do with
down?
Bacon.
Okay, should
yeah.
I sit down?
Yeah, sit down.
how
you got,
about
– got some great ideas?
Yeah, how about bacon ice cream?
Bacon ice cream. Now, I can actually go for that. Crispy, what do you think? Bacon ice cream and a little bit of high roller vodka?
That actually might work, or like a bacon milkshake.
Ooh,
kind
yep.
of thing might sound tasty as well.
With a little chocolate syrup on top.
There you go.
Yes, well, now yeah. I'm hungry. Awesome.
You know, that's an old chef trick. You take if you're making a real heavy-duty sauce, say like a reduced Brillo sauce or something, you know, it's real thick, you always put a little tiny bit of chocolate syrup in it, and it gives it an extra dimension. People won't actually realize that there's chocolate in it, but they'll go, I like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
That's that mole. That's what they call it. I think that's
exactly.
There you go. So what? Give me another wild and crazy idea for bacon. It seems like bacon is making a big comeback nowadays. So what's some other things people can use bacon that may not be used to using it for? It's more than breakfast food.
It is. You know, how about bacon frosting on a cake?
Ooh, that actually sounds pretty good as well.
So basically what we're saying is just take anything that you do now and add bacon to it, right?
Oh, but yeah, it's one of the food groups now, you know. It should be on the food pyramid.
Yeah, let's write our congressman and tell him to add it to the food pyramid. That'll go over well.
I think
hey kids, what's on the menu today? Bacon. I don't think that'll go over well.
I think the nicest things about it, it is so politically incorrect, you know, to eat bacon, so it's wonderful.
Finally, right?
You got it.
So you got any big plans out there? You got any more books up your sleeve, or are you going to, any more recipes, things you'll be putting together in the future?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny you said that. We're doing, I had a very, very good friend of mine was a concert pianist down in L.A., and he and I got together and we're putting together, well, he just passed away, but we've actually done it. We're putting together a cookbook with a bunch of classical music to go along with it. So it's kind of, as you listen to the music, you can cook with wild abandon.
Huh. I like that idea. So it'll come with actually the CDs with the cookbook.
Exactly, yeah.
Huh.
And then you can also have, part of it will be cooking, and the other part will be eating, so...
That sounds cool. And when's that coming out?
Oh, probably next year or so.
And do you have a title for that yet?
I'm thinking something along the lines of, Music in the Vineyard or something, you know, some vineyard theme. I was in the vineyard business for a million years, so.
I thought maybe you'd say something like Music and Bacon or something.
Well, how about if we just had the sound of bacon frying in the background?
There you go. Hey, Crispy, do you think you could do a mix using with bacon in the background with your fine talents on the mix of music and bacon frying?
Oh, I'm sure I could come up with something pretty awesome. Where I would start, I would probably need some bacon first.
But, you know, we should start a band and call them Bacon Bits.
You should.
Start working on that. Chef, you said that you were actually in the music business. I cut you off there a second ago, but you actually were in the music business before?
Oh, no. I was in the vineyard business. This friend of mine. Yeah. His name was Steve Hall. He just recently passed away. And he was a Steinway artist down in Los Angeles. And just real famous guy. It's a very cute little story, actually. One day he was on a gig. He and I used to work in the savings and loan business together. And some guy came up to him and said, "Hey, you know, I'd really like to record your music." And Steve kind of went, yeah, okay. And the guy was very insistent. And, Steve took a second on his house, got a CD, gave it to the guy, and the guy said, "Great, we've just sold 600,000 of them."
And oh, come on.
It was basically for everyone that joined Sam's Club, got a copy of Steve's CD.
Wow.
He ended up selling, I think, over 4 million albums, and no one's ever heard of him. He calls it elevator music if you're not asleep in the second song's on the phone.
Yeah. Wow. And his name was Steve what?
Steve Hall.
Steve Hall. And he just recently passed away?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, just recently.
Well, that's kind of interesting that's nice, too. You're honoring his memory by coming out with the book and the music, so that's really nice.
It is. It's really kind of cool, too, because his son has kind of followed in his father's footprints, and so it's really neat. He's a great, great artist.
Cool. Now, I guess you've been listening and know a little bit about our show, and I get to ask that question where sometimes I get the deer and the headlights sound on the other end, but we know that you're a chef. We know that you got your restaurant there in San Miguel, and we know that you like, well, you actually don't like to cook bacon naked, but tell us something about you, that a little talent you may have or something that people don't know much about and a little bit different than off the beaten path, and think something, you know, unique that our listeners might want to hear about you.
Oh, okay. Well, I retired when I was 30 years old and sailed on a little sailboat that I bought for about 10 years all through the South Pacific.
Wow.
How's that?
All by yourself?
No, actually my ex-wife and two boys. Yeah, we were gone just a little shy of 10 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, we went all the way down to Australia and then sailed back from Australia, too.
Cool. And you should write a book about that.
Actually, it's hard to explain. It was basically born with 1 or 2 minutes of sheer terror.
Well, tell us the 2 minutes of terror.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Down in Ensenada, a storm came up, and I was, you know, being a bullhead like I am, my ex-wife came up and woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, you know what, there's a storm coming up. We better get out of this little harbor we were in. And I said, oh, no, the wind, unless the wind comes out of the south. And she goes, well, go up topside and have a look, and the wind's coming out of the south. So off we went, and we were at sea for 3 days in the horrible, horrible storm. And my son had put one of these, those transderm things that you put behind your ears for the seasickness. But he had cut it in half, so it released all of the stuff all at once and knocked me out. I was completely out, upside down. And I remember my wife and my son, she looks at me and she goes, I can't believe it. He told me he can sail in. Look at him, and he is just seasick. And she pushed me down the companionway, and I remember hitting my chin on each rail, you know, all going down. And I couldn't move. I was just totally paralyzed. And the most miraculous thing happened. It took about, I think I was out for about 12 hours or so. I woke up. I came up on board, and I was looking aft towards my son as he was at the wheel, and I could see this monstrous wave behind us. And this is a boat. It was about 40 feet long, and it was surfing down the face of this wave. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And I turned around. I looked at the bow, and somehow, I have no idea, he made it right back into Ensenada Harbor.
Wow.
It was Providence. It was just the weirdest thing. I said, well, how the heck did you find this harbor? We didn't have any kind of electronic gear or anything. He goes, I just followed the dolphins. He followed the dolphins. It was interesting story.
Well, and you know, and Crispy, did you notice? I think I heard him say ex-wife.
Yes.
Now, folks, we all know why she's the ex-wife.
She was very forgiving.
Jeff, we do appreciate you coming in on our show this morning. And I guess we didn't mention, what's the name of your restaurant?
The 10th Street Basque, Basque Cafe.
Okay. And if people want to check that out, do you have an actual website for your restaurant?
We do, 10thStreetBasqueCafe.com.
All right. And then also, don't forget to check out his book called Never Cook Bacon Naked, and that's what the actual website is nevercookbaconnaked.com.
It is.
We do appreciate you coming in, and I might be heading your way sometime in the near future and swinging through San Miguel, and I have to stop by and say hello.
Oh, definitely. Come on by.
We do appreciate it. Thank you, and you take care.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And there you go. Everybody check out his websites, go check out his restaurant, and I don't think I'd go out sailing with him, though.
Yeah, you won't catch me on a boat with storms and the thing you put behind your ear for seasickness. No way. Not with all the boating accidents that are happening on the high seas nowadays.
No,
I'll stick to my bathtub.
You know, yeah. Well, guess what? we've got less than 3 minutes, so we did it again. We actually managed to go through a whole hour, had three great guests today, and we appreciate everybody who listens in on Saturday morning to this crazy show. And make sure you check us out on Friday nights with our show that comes on Friday nights called Grills Gone Wild. And next week, we've got a great singer coming on named Brett. I think it's Mickles or Michaels. I always get people's names wrong, but he's coming on next Friday night. And then next Saturday, we have Kitty Cat coming back on, and we've got a lady from San Diego Farmers Market, and we got another singer. So everybody tune in every Saturday, and don't forget our Friday night show. And I guess, Crispy, any more great words of wisdom before we sign off?
No, but all this talk of bacon and breakfast food, like I am literally drooling. The drool is dripping off of my goatee like some wild, crazy wolf or coyote or something.
Same here. I'm like very hungry, so I had some Birrios this morning, but I think I'm going to have to dive into some bacon or something. So everybody, we do appreciate you coming in today, and check us out again next week. And everybody have a nice weekend and a safe week ahead. And we will see you next time on Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Yes, we will. Thank you very much.
Nationwide. Yes, I'm there.